What's happening, everybody? This is your girl, AB, and I'm so excited that you tuned in for another episode of Under the Table Talk, where we come together every now and then and talk about those conversations that people really don't want to talk about. So guess what? We're about to get into fear. Yep, we're about to get into that false evidence appearing real, that fear is a liar, fear is stupid. So many people spending so much time attempting to eliminate fear when that is completely impossible. This is what I've learned. We need to build a relationship with fear. We need to understand how fear works in our life. And we need to understand how we can actually use it. We can learn from it, and it cannot debilitate us from reaching our goals, our dreams, and ultimately our destiny. So grab a pen, grab a sheet of paper. Only gonna be with you for a few moments, but we're gonna talk real good. We're gonna get deep. We're gonna go to the root of fear and see how it can help you get to your next level. Let's get ready to talk. It's Under the Table Talk with AB. So check this out. There's been a lot of talk about fear. I don't want to say lately. I believe that it is an ongoing conversation, you know. Fear of failure, fear of dying, fear of success, fear of so many different things. It can go in so many different directions. But I guess what area I'll speak of it now is in business. And in having been an entrepreneur for now a little bit over 10 years, coming from being a third grade school teacher, you know, with a college degree in marketing from Xavier. So definitely I was someone that was not sure what it was that I wanted to do in life, which direction I wanted to go. I just knew that I was supposed to have a job with benefits and be able to take care of myself every other week. You know, and it got to a point to where it was like, okay, when that was done and nothing more was revealing itself, especially not a level of satisfaction, there was this internal desire for more. I wanted to do more. I wanted to be more. I can't really say be more. I take that back. I knew that I wanted to do more, and I knew that I wanted to have more. Right? Because this was way before personal development. This was strictly materialistic. You know, feeding into what society saw as acceptable or as doing well. So I wanted the nice car and, you know, to own a home. And obviously I was going to dress nice regardless of what the income was. But putting all those things in perspective, I wanted the look of doing well, right? So when it came to fear in the pursuit of that, in my perspective, I don't believe that it was there. I can't really tell you how I was wired that way, but it does still get to a point. Well, it still does apply that if I'm doing something that I really don't like or don't want to do, I will stop and choose to do something else. And that's how I always looked at jobs or having employment. You know, if I did not have a problem quitting a job, there was never a such thing as a fear of not being able to get work. So I guess that same mentality, which I did not know was necessary in becoming an entrepreneur, but it definitely helped me in taking that big step, because I just felt like if you worked at whatever it was that you wanted, you would get it. You know, whatever effort you put in, you get out. Now, I did not know that it could go to the capacity that I ended up experiencing. But again, fear was not a factor at this point, right? So I am now out of the employee environment. I freed myself as a teacher, and I'm now a full-time entrepreneur, which there was fear. Now, the work that was necessary to get to this point of being able to say, you know what, I'm going to quit my job now, was fearless. Here's what's interesting. Once I was free, when I freed myself, when I actually quit my job, that next day after the resignation letter, the date on the resignation letter actually was changed because it was for a later date, but it happened sooner. I then became afraid of the unknown. I became afraid, what happens now that my livelihood is completely dependent upon me? What happens now that nobody's gonna tell me what to do, when to do it, how to do it? They don't care if I do it. If I do nothing, I get paid nothing. If I do a lot, I could get paid a lot. You know, all of this stuff is now on me. Can I handle this? And at that point, being a single mother, I really had no other option. I had no other option but to handle it. But I also had to put in perspective what I had done to get to that point while having a job, while being a single mother, while having limited income, limited hours, all of these different obstacles or challenges or, you know, potholes, whatever you want to call in the journey, that we all experience, but it wasn't a point of reacting to them. It was a point of responding to what was necessary to say, hey, this is going to be a part of the story. When I conquer this, this will help somebody else. And of course, that's learned along the way, but it just became a part of daily life. And so I say that in operating through fear, it's so rewarding, especially when you're in an environment of people that a safe environment of people that you can, you know, feel comfortable with sharing your dreams and goals with. No one's going to hold you back. They're not going to belittle you. You know, they're not going to limit you, you know, if at all possible. Begin to create this frequency or this vibe that will attract people in your life that feel your vibe, you know, that can flow on your high, if you will. When you're talking about going to the moon, they're like, when are we leaving? You know, I'm packed, I'm ready to go. And that's necessary, you know. You don't want those people who are out here sucking energy and just have no vision, and God bless them. You know, I don't believe that that's a place that they will have to stay, but who knows, you could be an example for them. And if not, you'll be an example for somebody else. But the point of all of this is to not allow fear, right? To have so much power, to be so debilitating, to make you think small of yourself, to dilute the power of God, to dilute the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, being your life coach. You know, God did not create us in the spirit of fear. So we have to hear that over and over again, but we also have to exercise it. We have to apply it. We have to get to these moments, right, where our fear factor is being tested, you know, and say, what happens? What happens when I speak up for myself? What is going to happen when I actually tell how I really feel? What actually will happen when I actually do what I say that I'm going to do, when I choose to, you know, to hold my word, to be true to my word, to be true to my character, to be true to my commitment, you know, to be true to myself, self-love, you know, that's the fear that most people are really dealing with. If we want to really get down to the root, people are afraid of being themselves. Why? Because they don't think that they're enough. Why? Because they're comparing themselves to people that they don't even know, right? To these illusions, to these images, to these self-proposed stories and you know, characteristics that we create of people based off of what we see off of social media, what we've heard or bits and pieces. But when we get down to the root of it, you know, find out how many people really are afraid of themselves or afraid of getting to know who they really are, and not in a negative aspect, but in a powerful aspect. Oh my gosh, could you imagine now having to accept the responsibility of how powerful you are? Think about that for a second, right? You're going to have to accept the responsibility for all of the acceleration that you ask for all of the elevation, for all of the more that you want. It comes with a responsibility. So in that, guess what? You're going to have to go through some challenges. You're going to have to go through some ups and downs. You're going to have some experiences that will make you multifaceted within that process, right? Who wants to follow somebody that's never been through anything? You know, who wants to, or not just follow, but be influenced, you know, by, and it's not to have a continuous sad story, but it's to say, hey, once I was here, you know, and now I'm here, or once I was there and now I'm here, you know, and that responsibility and being able to translate that story to people, to be transparent, to be, you know, humble, you know, in the process. Man, it's going to be amazing how we take back the power that we give fear, and we really begin to live a life to where we know that fear exists, but as opposed to running from it, we have a relationship with it, and we make sure that we hold the reins, you know, allowing fear to be a signal, if you will. That's how it is for me. When I become nervous to do something, or I'm afraid, or, you know, and it's obviously it's relatable circumstances, you know, things of that nature. But, you know, when it comes to doing things that I know are within my purpose, right? Oh my gosh, it's always fear, especially when it comes to having conversations with people. You know, tough conversations. You know, I was listening to an incredible book club that I'm a part of tonight. And, you know, I was hearing a young woman talking about, you know, being afraid to, you know, speak her truth because she's not sure of how people will respond to it and things of that nature. And what I have learned in that process is that when we are clear in our intent, right, of whatever it is that we're communicating, and your intent is coming from a place of love, a place of truth, honesty, you know, growth, just all of that, right? That we cannot be responsible for how someone responds or reacts to what it is that we're sharing. The only thing that we can do is attempt to be available emotionally, right? And at a point to where you do not lose yourself. What happens is, yeah, people do lose themselves when they are attempting to please other people, because there is a fear of not being accepted. There is a fear of being rejected. Well, guess what? That's crazy too, right? I mean, let's go all the way back to the root. It makes no sense for us to be afraid of other people who are crazy too. Other people who have their own issues, other people who have stuff. They may dress it up differently, whatever. But, you know, when we put that in perspective and saying, listen, you know, it's not about all of that. We all have the same amount of bones. We should, you know, the same makeup, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're all made up the same way. So let's not give that so much power and find comfort, find pride, find joy and peace and serenity in becoming who you are, who it is that you choose to be, whether it is, you know, tearing off more layers, right? Or adding some more character and color to the layers that you already have. I love to say that, you know, it's several of us inside of us, right? You know, people want to call folks crazy when they say they have multiple personalities, but we all do if we just were honest with them, honest with ourselves, and, you know, name your personalities. I know that it's certain characters that I have within myself, if you will. There's Dre. Dre is no holds barred. Dre was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, you know, and she was born at like 19. You know, she didn't come out at 19 minutes old, you know, 19 inches. She came out 19 years old, you know, and so she just has this completely different philosophy about life. And then you have Andrea, you know, the one who is ready to take care of business. And I don't even call myself that, but, you know, when I think of that when I say Andrea, you know, there's just this prestigious sound, you know, that she has all of her shit together, right? Or most of it, at least. And so, you know, that's the life that's the goal and ultimate goal, because Andrea can be, you know, sexy as well. She is sexy, but she's going to be a sexy woman that has her shit together and there is no pretending, you know, and she handles business and we can have a ball, right? Kicking it, but it's definitely going to be after, you know, we handle business. And then we have AB. AB is coach. AB is, you know, let's get this stuff done. I got a lot of stuff on my plate. I'm kind of all over the place sometimes. And, you know, I know what I need to complete and what I need to get done, but I've still taken on this responsibility of helping some other people get their shit and I eat together too. You know, so when it comes to coach AB, listen, what coach loves, she loves communication. You know, as long as you're communicating, we're good. We're good in the neighborhood, because effective communication eliminates misunderstandings and confusion, right? And for some reason, people sometimes are afraid to communicate the truth. What that's about, we're going to have to spend some time on that as well. But that is another fear, right, that needs to be worked on, addressed, acknowledged, whatever, to be eliminated. You should not be afraid to communicate. Again, it goes back to, you know, having the confidence within yourself and not being responsible for how other people receive what it is that you're attempting to say, as long as you're attempting, you know. And it is necessary for us to have a focus on the essentialism of communication. We talk about it, but it's not enough emphasis put on it, you know, because when time is spent on it, people really sit back and think like, you know what, I didn't think of that way, or think of it that way, or I didn't look at it from that perspective, or that, wow, I understand where you're coming from. You know, these types of conversations are so enlightening. Watch this. Especially when they're done verbally and not through Facebook Messenger, text message, WhatsApp, you know, all of the email. Nothing wrong with that. If there's a possibility to hear the voice of someone, to hear the spirit, to hear the energy, that adds so much to communication, and it also can take some things that are unnecessary away, right? So that is another aspect of fear, I guess, that will need to be addressed as well when it comes to communicating. But again, it's just going back to, why do we allow fear to do what it can do to some people? How are some people able to operate through it, around it, over it, you know, consistently? And why are some people completely debilitated by it? I mean, like, God doggone near terrified of life. You know, and that has to be miserable to live every day afraid, you know, of any and everything, especially of change. And, you know, I used to say that change choose happiness and never give excuses. And I believe that that's still applicable, you know, today. But change is the beginning, you know, of the journey. Once you get to transformation, it's because you have committed to the process of change. And if you are afraid of change, it will never happen. Transformation will never happen. You know, there, you will only see what you only see, right? But again, putting yourself in a safe environment of individuals where you can benefit, you know, where you can benefit from energy that is in alignment with having a relationship with fear, with who are in alignment with encouraging you, and who are in alignment with saying, yes, okay, because you are afraid to do this, which you know that you should be doing anyway, we're gonna stand by you, and we're gonna encourage you, and we're gonna let you know that we're gonna be right here with you. You know, we're gonna be right here with you, and that I've been there, done that. We didn't die. You know, we didn't die. I felt like we were out of breath. You know, not sure, just blanking out, right? Mouth getting dry. But guess what? We did it anyway. And when we think about it, and you say, so what? I did it anyway. I was scared as hell, but I did that shit anyway. I made that happen. You know what I'm saying? You turn around and you look, and you're like, I walked across those coals. I came through that fire, and I what? I don't look like nothing that I've been through. And that's the story all the time. We've already conquered fears. We've already done it. It's just now we're bringing more attention to it. Now we're bringing more awareness and consciousness to it, to where it can take your life to the next level. How do you get unstuck? You become aware of why you're stuck. You become aware of how to work through these things. You become aware of these tools and these aids and these people and these podcasts and these, you know, seminars and books and audios and all this stuff, all this word that is available to help you learn how to get unstuck. We're always going to get stuck a little bit along the way, but as long as you remember and you learn how to get unstuck, right, and you forget how to worry, you forget how to wallow and whine, you know, you forget how to wait on somebody to come pull you out, right? You have no idea what is possible for your life. We have no idea what is possible for our lives when we simply choose, right, to be in control. We simply choose to become aware, to pay attention, and to learn, and to grow, and to get better every single day. That's it. Just get better every day, one day at a time. That's all that we have. Tomorrow is going to take care of itself, right? That brings anxiety if you continue to think about it, so chill out. Last night, yesterday, last week, last month, it's a wrap. It's done. It's over. You know, being depressed about something that you can't go back and change, that makes absolutely no sense. So what can we do? We can be so much more powerful when we understand the power of being present, of being in the now, of being in this moment, of recognizing when your hair stand up on your arms, of recognizing when you see an ant crawling on the blade of grass, or, you know, when you see a leaf, I don't know, blowing through the wind, or when you see the snow falling, or when you actually see the rain, you know, running down the window. You know, paying attention to those small things is what life is about. And when you're paying attention to those things and you're finding yourself being grateful and showing gratitude, you don't have time to be afraid. Be afraid of what? You know, living life amazingly every single day. We can put these things in perspective, okay, to help us to change our daily routines and our daily behaviors and all these different things, to where now you are no longer a prisoner to the unknown. You are no longer a prisoner to these behaviors and these beliefs that you are taught by other afraid people. Can you think about that? Think about some of your behaviors, right, that are rooted in fear. How did you learn them? Who were you taught by them, right? Remember, we were taught, don't talk to strangers. Strangers are bad. Well, guess what? Now people don't, you know, talk to each other. I mean, of course people do, but you know what I'm saying? It's sometimes, what do? You just walk by people and you don't say anything. You clench your purse. You look at people differently. Why? Because that was a program. That was a lesson. That was a curriculum that we were taught. So we have to go back to the root and see, where did these lessons come from? Were we taught these things by people who lived and just relished in fear? If that is the case, still love them, forgive them. Whether they're here or not doesn't matter, but because you are now aware, you're now responsible, if you so choose, right, to reprogram that, okay, to rewire that, to change that curriculum, get out that class, drop that class, you know, go pick up some other stuff and see what's going on. Let's go down this other aisle over here. Let's go down this self-help aisle over here and see what we find, see how we can unleash the power right from within, how you can live your best life, you know, right now. And it's just gonna take one step at a time, and I'm here to help you. That's what Under the Table Talk is all about. We're gonna come in and just briefly, you know, come in and give some tidbits. My plan is to have an episode at least once every single week. But I definitely want it to come from a place of authenticity, you know, and from a place that's real, that's relatable, that's not scripted, but that's coming from conversations that I hear on a daily basis, or just things that I know are necessary to help us, you know, just move closer to our happy space. So that's what Under the Table Talk is all about, talking about stuff that people don't want to talk about, they're uncomfortable with it. But once we find that safe space, right, and we realize that there is no judgment, that it is okay, you will not be surprised, or maybe you will, by how many other people may be dealing with the same issues that you are. They just look differently. So I thank you all for tuning in on this episode tonight. You know what? This is amazing. I'm looking forward to the next episode. And just remember, take that power back from fear, because it's whack. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And when you build a relationship with fear, right, you hold the reins to that and see what happens. See you all next time. And thank you for tuning in. Have a great night.